KFWB News Time, 6:33. I'm Laura Gregory, and joining us on the line to talk about the government's move to bail out this country's big banks by buying their bad debt off them, Ludwig Kinkarini, who is an assistant professor of economics at Pomona College, his field of expertise, investment and portfolio management. Thanks so much for being with us, sir.
Oh, thank you.
You've said that the United States has just taken its first steps towards becoming a third world country. What do you mean by that?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, one of the hallmarks of the U.S. economy is that we allow for free market trading, and everyone who invests in our economy, it's one of our big exports, is that they can trust that the rules of the game are always the same. And now the government has come in and said you can't short trade 799 financial stocks. And this is years ago. Malaysia did this, and everyone in the United States said, look at those crazy, you know, prime ministers, dictators.
So you're not a fan of the short-selling ban, even on a temporary basis?
You know, honestly, I think for a temporary basis, it's probably okay for the only reason that the government hasn't figured out what to do yet.
What?
No, I think they should have figured it out earlier, but probably it's a good thing for the short term.
So they should have figured it out earlier, but why did they act now?
Well, there could be lots of things, but, you know, let's not forget that Henry Paulson is a former Goldman partner. And, you know, all the banks were going bust, and Goldman was next. And, you know, that's a no-no. Couldn't let that happen.
How much do you think all this is going to cost us eventually?
Well, I don't really know. I mean, the estimate's out. It's still not. It's too short notice to really to know, because they're going to talk about it next week. But it's looking like it could cost up to $1 trillion in terms of what the government's committing, $1 trillion, which is, you know, double the yearly deficit, just to give some perspective.
So you say $1 trillion minimal, and it could go higher from there.
It could be higher. It's hard to know what it will eventually be.
Do you think all this is worth it to stop the chaos?
You know, I think the government package is probably worth it. I don't think it's the right way to do things, and I think they should have regulated the housing market earlier on. That would have been a much simpler solution. But given the chaos that's occurring, it's probably something has to be done.
Final question, sir. Is my money safe? Should I be moving it out of a money market fund or my checking account?
No, you shouldn't do that. Everyday investors should not be panicking, because the panic you do will hurt you and hurt the market. So most of the money you have in your bank account is safe. It's federal insured. The money you have in brokerage accounts, it's insured up to $500,000. So for most people, everything's already protected. So by moving the money, you only cause more chaos for yourself and for others.
Sir, thank you for being with us and giving us your time.
Okay, thank you very much.
We've been talking with Ludwig Kinkarini, Assistant Professor of Economics at Pomona College. Laura Gregory, KFWB News 980.